today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Think about the general practitioner thing. That's true. But the fact that Rob Ford would slide in as a cast member, that's science fiction.
No, so, I said Rob Mayer.
Oh, Rob Mayer. I thought you said Rob Ford.
No,
oh,
no, Rob Mayer not would be Rob a good Ford. Rob Ford hates me.
No.
He does.
You're reasonably certain you're coming back, right, Rob?
What, you mean to this show?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure. Is the airspace over the Capitol, is that restricted? I can't remember.
Yeah, they're restricted. Every plane flying into DC has to take this snake-like pattern to land at the airport. Come on.
Yeah,
there should be.
I told Pony that it was the Golden Knights. He thought it was a category.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
If I lose enough weight, I'm going to shave my beard off.
And auction it?
Well, this I didn't realize when I went gray in my beard that it would continue to get whiter and whiter. To where now, I believe, my mustache is it's the Monopoly Man mustache. It's super white.
Yeah. You couldn't
like I don't like white. Years. I always bet on black.
Yeah. You couldn't just for men that?
I'm past that. I'm too old to do that.
They have a new just for men.
Do they really?
Yeah, that's more like a
I'd like to do it red, if I could do it red.
Well,
like red like Auburn hair or red like Ronald McDonald?
Red like fire engine red.
That'd be off-putting.
I'd love it.
Never mind. It'd
look pretty.
Is this a diva statement? And this is what I just texted Dan O'Brien. Celsius, please. It's my energy drink that I would like, that I give him cash for. Overpaid.
Is that why you came in when we were waiting and I waited till you came in? And then I came in when you came in. And then because you saw that I came in, when you came in, you walked out again and we waited for you again.
I didn't even notice, honestly.
Pony and I were discussing it. Yeah. It might be a thing.
No. So it's been 19 minutes since I texted O'Brien for a couple energy drinks, which I paid him hands. I pay like double. That's my tip to this young man.
Celsius are yummy.
Yeah,
I like them.
I gave him $40
really
yesterday.
Metric. Yeah, there's an American version called Fahrenheit that isn't as good.
I would just like the beverages.
That's all.
It's been 19 minutes, and I wrote, Celsius, please, happy face.
What kind of personal assistant is he?
A terrible one.
Terrible.
An impersonal one.
Now, a terrible one.
Oscar, you posited the fact that he doesn't look at his phone enough for a boy of his age.
Well, since I've known Dan, I have my usual move. If I'm really in a hurry and I want to be a dick, I will text him and then call him.
So you mean that's a choice?
Yes, it's a choice.
Wow.
I will text him and then call him. So he.
What, Oscar being a dick?
So it feels like.
Yeah, today I choose to be a dick.
Now I know you're on the mend.
Yeah.
By the way, how are you feeling? I have to ask you. How are you feeling today?
Really good today. I feel really good today.
That's good. Yes. That's good to hear. I'm excited about that. I was updating my sister on you this morning and, telling her that, you've got some good information coming in, positive nature. And she was.
Did you settle up the bet you made? Did you settle up the bet you two made when I was in the hospital?
No. What I did was I told her I'm not coming to Maine because it's $1 million to get a rental car for 3 weeks up there. $1 million. Back to you with Dan.
I'm sorry. Just if we're talking about Rob, just briefly. It's been 21 minutes. I still don't have a Celsius.
But who's counting?
Who's counting?
You drink that in lieu of coffee, right?
Yes, and this is another thing.
No, he drinks it along with coffee.
I've asked Dan to stop bringing me coffees, and he always brings me coffee. This is a waste.
You know, speaking of liver, and Rob can probably tell you this, probably not a great idea to go with the energy drinks and coffee. How many a day do you think, right? Maybe not more than five.
I just got back from my GP because I do see my doctor on a regular basis because I do care about myself.
I thought you just called your brother or sister.
No. I still have to go back to my general practitioner every 3 months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the word?
Oh, my blood pressure is Like, they're like, you must have had a great calming day. I'm like, no, this is just me. And it was a terrible day. I have this Bolivian Andes.
Why it wasn't a terrible day on the show.
Not yesterday. Just a bunch of things happened, Mike. You know, I get stressed out easily. No big deal.
I know.
Sure. That's why he chooses to be a dick.
I'm high strung.
Yes, but like a racehorse.
The wonderful Incan gods have blessed me.
With a great constitution.
With a great constitution.
Yeah. I've always, seriously though, if we're talking about that, I think back to, because we have been together a very long time now. And I remember getting messages from listeners about you and energy drinks.
Yes.
It sounds like if you're doing okay.
How about you write about, let's focus on Rob these days.
Rob's been in the spotlight.
I'm talking to the listeners. I had a tough conversation with Rob Mary yesterday. I'm like, hey man, it looks like Rob, the two B's, is making a comeback. So I gotta wave you off on possibly joining the cast. Wave you off. That was
a tough conversation.
He's like, okay. Rob,
that's the most dickish thing he's done yet.
No. It was pretty good. That was easy, and it went under the radar.
I just heard about it for the first time. I'm sorry.
Fine idea. When Oscar says, I go to the general practitioner because I care about my health, that was pretty dickish too.
Right.
Yeah, but you said you'd gone. I thought you said you'd gone. You wouldn't take advice from the doctor.
Yeah. So I...
these are facts.
The thing about the general practitioner thing, that's true. But the fact that Rob Ford would slide in as a cast member, that's science fiction.
No, so, I said Rob Mayer.
Oh, Rob Mayer. I thought you said Rob Ford.
No, not Rob Ford. Rob Ford hates me.
No.
He does.
Doesn't he really? I mean, seriously,
if he doesn't like me, does he? Oh, yeah, he hates you.
Right?
But I'm not a betting man.
No, I don't think he hates you.
What do you mean? I don't think he likes me that much.
Oh, how about this? He doesn't hate you, but he doesn't like you.
Why doesn't he like me?
I think he's, I think you were a little too much Devil Wears Prada when you worked with him.
Like a little too diva-esque?
Yeah.
I don't recall that.
Much like Dan will make that turn soon enough on me. Mm-hmm. He'll write a tell-all.
I don't know.
Who's going to buy that? It's going to be called pamphlet.
23 Minutes.
I know you've talked about Rob Ford and the past and all that back in the day. Not probably
he doesn't
in the
bring
last
up
5
now.
Years or so.
No, we haven't
but
talked
you,
about
you,
it.
But you kiss his ass a little bit. And,
oh, Rob Ford
yes.
I mean, he's our number one draft pick.
I never experienced that Rob Ford. Yeah, I experienced
He grew up a lot.
Hookah smoking Rob Ford on my patio. I remember the Febreze.
Oh, I forgot
Rob
about
Ford.
That. Yes.
That's my memory. Yes. I haven't worked with Rob Ford for a long time. I don't know though, that's in the back of my mind.
He's a full fledged adult now.
Yeah, grown up.
Yeah.
Married, owns a
grown
dog.
Grown up responsible, has his S together,
still doesn't like me.
I don't think he thinks about you a lot. If I'm being honest,
really,
we don't.
No, that's valid too.
He listens to the show, which means he supports the program,
which I love.
Right.
Yes,
that's nice.
And most people that hate don't listen.
Well, he wouldn't listen if he really hated me, but he doesn't like me.
I don't think he. I don't.
I don't know that Rob Ford likes anybody.
I think.
Okay, explain that because I'm not. I don't think about Rob Ford unless we're talking about him on this show.
Oscar, back me up if I'm right here. I think he's a singleton. He likes time by himself, and he's not like a chatterbox. He's not like a terrifically social guy. So while he might not hate everybody, I don't think he goes out of his way to like people.
Oh no, I completely disagree with you. I have wonderful conversations with Rob.
Maybe it's me too then. On a
regular basis. And he's great with people, and he's...
Why are you so nice to him?
Because Mike...
Why aren't you as nice to anybody else as you are to him? Like, you don't say anything positive about anybody on a regular basis except for Rob Ford. Would that be right, Rob Spiewak?
Oh, no, he hands out compliments
on this show, it's always Rob Ford, one draft pick, blah, blah, blah.
You're great.
And meanwhile, it's just like,
Look what I'm surrounded with. I've got Rob, who's barely coming back on the program, so that's a pain and a headache personally for me. I got Pony, who leaves at 3 o'clock like Cinderella every day. That's my doing.
Right?
I got you, who bitches about everything, so then I'm here. What am I supposed to, when we celebrate all of that? I think it's fun for the show, but off air, pain in my butt.
Jeez, listen to him.
Yeah, just keep it real. I got my Celsius, really... 24 minutes. Thank you.
I thought that we were his number one draft picks.
No, I guess not. We inherited each other. We built the team together. We don't draft anybody. This is who we are.
Okay. So you're not Jerry Buss out there chasing us.
No, we're I'm the Latino. I'm the business. Mike is Jerry Buss.
Boston. F Boston.
Yes, Mike is Jerry.
Oh, I'm glad you saw that episode.
The only show that I'm watching right now that I consider, that's my number one draft pick show.
Mike,
it is a good, good
Mike,
program.
You are Jerry Buss in this equation.
No, because no. I'm the Latino. The dynamic. We have to be honest. We have to pull the curtain back.
I'm Jerry Buss's mother.
About this. There are two entities right now. There is the Podville entity where Oscar runs the show. And then there is the Mike O'Mara Show entity that Oscar is a part of.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rob Ford dynamic has always been interesting to me. But I think that when it comes to comedy, Rob Ford would not be the person who could slide into Rob Spiewak's
position. He can run a hell of a board.
But that's not what we would need.
No, no. And Rob Ford, honestly.
The void that we fill with Rob.
We can't afford Rob Ford.
Comedy.
We just can't.
You're reasonably certain you're coming back, right, Rob?
What, you mean to this show?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. Of course. Come on now. The fact that you even doubt it.
No, don't tell me to come on now.
The fact that you would even doubt it.
How could I not doubt it?
I'm
freaking liver exploded a month ago.
Yes, but it's better now. Everything is pointing to better.
And I don't mean to lay that on you. You're the one that this applies to more than anybody. You're living it every day, so I'm fine. But I have to be honest. When Oscar knows the conversations that we've had that really have never involved this.
No, and
talking
I've never talked to Rob Mayer as Hay on Deck. I was just joking. I've never. But he will be in Arlington.
That's a brilliant idea, though.
Arlington Cinema Draft House this weekend, if I'm not mistaken.
That's good. Yeah, I'm working his ass off his stand-up. I'm
Tommy
proud
Davidson
of Rob Mayer. I'm very proud of Rob Mayer, who is a naturally funny guy and gets funny,
very funny man,
all the time. But no, I don't even know. I think you are probably aware, Rob Spiewak, that we have given you your space. We are not blowing you up with texts or phone calls because of one reason only, and that is because I think you're dealing with a lot of stuff that you need to deal with on your own. With that said, it is just an enormous weight that a very small fraction of it has to do with professional relationships. A lot of it has to do with 30-year friendship relationships that's just, you know, hanging out there. And I just want desperately closure. I will always
you want it.
But this is the way I will always be. I will always be angry at whoever this liver guy is. Mr. May. Mayday. I will always be like, this was back in the end of February or the beginning of March when we first began that odyssey.
Also, but everyone has their own path, right? Because even if there was a situation where he could see a doctor sooner, like, who are we say or pressure Rob into that? That's
not our place to do that.
Yeah, it's our path.
No, no. I mean, we did everything within our power. We followed every lead, and this is where we got. It's May 10th, I think. But it is that when you talk about wanting closure. I mean, as close.
I'm getting a lot of latency, pony on Rob. Are you? What's going on?
Rob had a quick blip there.
Yeah. Blip.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Blop.
Right.
Go should I add that to my GP list?
No.
I think we ought to have Rob disconnect and reconnect.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I think
we
need to do that.
All right.
Blip. Disconnect and reconnect, Rob Spiewak.
Blop.
So. Okay. Getting back to Rob Ford.
Mayer. Oh, I'm sorry. Rob.
I've always had a little sliver. You got to disconnect and reconnect, Rob.
His video is
like
fine.
Video,
his
audio, everything. That's what I'd like you to do if you can do that.
I'd like you to
do it now.
Remove him and then bring him back.
If that's possible.
He is. He's doing it.
Thank you.
Jesus. We're back, baby.
All right. So getting back to the whole Rob Ford. Always, it's so minor that I hardly think about it, but I have to mention it when you bring it up. Always I've had that little pang of jealousy when you refer to Rob Ford as, you know, like you do. So glowingly and positively, yep. Because, I just remember back in the day, a somewhat petulant lad.
Yes.
Who was very, very sensitive. When did that flip? When did that change occur? There were lots of times when he would get angry. I remember.
I understand. I just.
Right? I'm not talking out of my ass.
No,
right?
No. Rob. Okay. This is no slight or knock towards our little crew here. Our little crew here is exclusive. And this includes Rob Spiewak and Matt Bloom. We're a little family. And I believe that at times, even to myself, it's a detriment to each other because we put up with a lot of S that most people wouldn't.
Okay.
Once Rob Ford was pulled out of this little ecosystem, I got to manage Rob Ford the way I know how to manage.
Okay.
And then also, in fairness, I feel somewhat I was able to help him and honestly empower him to become a true professional.
Oh, that's so insulting. Rob, are you hearing this?
Yes.
Yeah. It is so insulting when he throws that last part, become a true professional, unlike anybody he works with on this show.
I mean, two days ago, we had our executive producer upload the wrong show.
Yes. Well, it was a great episode.
13 yeah. years. And like a child, he uploads the wrong file. And do I blow my stack? No.
And the only time we become aware of it is when the listeners hit us.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't tell us. He didn't even know.
You didn't know. Right, Pony?
Well, no. I mean, there were a lot of things going on here. But again, that was my
fault. Somebody came in and flipped
off. What does that mean?
There were a lot of tech support requests here at the Village after I uploaded that episode.
Did you get a tech support request that said, please upload the right show?
No. That was the problem.
This is really deep, but I have to ask this question.
A deep cut.
All right. So yes. What I'm hearing when you say that, Pony, is that you perhaps are failing to prioritize this program.
It was more along the lines of I was in a hurry, and you know what? You're right. You're right. I should have put more priority towards this show, and I should have just.
Which is what I've told you every time. At every moment that nobody comes before TMOS.
I believe that. I believe that 100%. I believe that the way everything is structured, that even though as far as the business side of things, Podville Media is a solid performer. Yeah. Unlike it was at the very beginning, it is now a big part of Oscar's life.
Correct.
If not a bigger part of Oscar's life. Hours wise than this show, but Oscar has always maintained the priority of being here and doing the show.
That's why when I came back, like I remember because a listener texted me, thank you, by the way. But listeners text me when we've got the wrong streaming file up and there's like a zillion things that happen that you never
hear about.
We
have a watchdog, which the listeners of this program.
It's a family. So it's not a big deal, but maybe because you haven't seen that side of Rob Ford, Mike, and you remember this young intern with a hookah.
That is it. And I haven't had any contact with him.
Yeah, he hasn't been around for the maturing of it.
Yeah, yeah. So you get
it's like when you see a friend after 3 years and their kid that was an infant is now like a functioning person.
Yes.
It's always a jump because you didn't get to see that transition. The parents don't see that.
Well,
the outsider sees
look,
that.
Then I'm enlightened about that, and I'm glad to hear that, but screw him. I don't need to talk to him if he doesn't like me. That's the way.
What about the Rob Mayer prospect? I thought that intrigued you.
It's first I've heard of it was today.
First I came up with it.
When I asked
time.
Rob if he's coming back, he said, I think so. I think it's probably something we have to prepare for.
I mean, the ramps and things are ready.
What's that?
Of course I'm coming. All the ramps have been installed and everything, right?
You're fine, but you're still talking a little bit like that.
Yeah. Like my body.
You know, which worries me. That scares me. You know, that's what freaks me out. Little things freak
can
me out.
Can you still but get May this 10th. Ability if you do a podcast but don't work? It's considered work, right? How does that work?
Well, I don't know. I don't understand the question.
Well, yesterday we said you were the poster child for government disability. I don't know what the you would still do the podcast over receiving disability. I guess I'm asking you.
Oh yeah, of course.
Okay. As long as this is still your first love.
Yes, and this is the best part of my Columbo day. Columbo reruns. Day. I'm done with Columbo.
And you said today you feel better than you have felt. This is your best.
Yeah,
day
I feel.
So far.
I feel good. I feel really good today. I've got some errands to do and things to get done, and I had positive interaction with my doctor yesterday, and excited to move on. I get to see.
What
him.
Is the hardest thing for you right now? What is the toughest thing for you?
The hardest thing for me right now is the fact that when I think I'm doing 100%, and if I do something for like 10 or 15 minutes, I'm toast all of a sudden. Just got to sit down.
Well, air squats are hard for everyone. Like, yeah. tough for me as well.
Those aren't a problem. The kip-ups are what are getting
What are air squats? The squats you do without weight?
Yes, I'll show you. It's literally this.
That's not easy. I'll be doing those today. That's not, I hate those. Yeah. I truly, truly hate those. And then I did them with the 20-pound weights in each hand, and I hated those even more.
Oh, that's
I got
like
that
hell.
To look forward to at 1 o'clock this afternoon. And it's
wait till you try kip-ups.
What are kip-ups?
It's that break dancing move where you just like fling.
Laying on your back, and you use a leg thrust to end up standing up.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, that'll happen. He told me, the trainer told me to get on the floor.
Yes.
You weren't here, I think, when I talked about.
So we're done?
I said, when I fell off the weight bench, I literally fell off the weight bench. I fell off it. I was doing two 20-pound presses like this, and I fell off. I fell off. And then the process of me getting up involves finding something to grab to hoist myself up, you know, and then I got him laughing. He almost couldn't continue. He couldn't continue the training session when I said, "I've fallen and I can't get up." And then he started laughing because, you know, comedy is my life. But I'll be there today. And
Oscar,
by the way,
will
the
never
upper
understand.
Body,
yeah, at our age, Mike, when we get on the floor, it's not good.
I
There's
was
never
well, no,
a good
it's
reason
not our
to be
age,
on the floor.
It's our weight. There are guys that are 70 that I play golf with that are fit as a fiddle, can get down and squat and look at their putts and do that. I'm not in that category. I will tell you this, that as far as the upper body, the whole analysis, I got them on a machine, Rob, where I put my feet on these little metal things, and I held my hand on these little metal things, and it looked like a scale with two metal sticks coming out of it that analyzed my body. And what
so
I
they're
discovered,
like electrodes? They run
they're
power
like electrode
your body?
Things, okay. You know. And what I discovered was my legs are weak as kittens, and nothing. And that is completely true, because when I did my upper body workout, I had no after effects. Tiny bit of soreness, but nothing to speak of. The legs, 2 days after the workout, I was just like, help me.
Yeah, but don't
help
you do a lot of like walking with for
it
golf
doesn't,
and all
it's,
that?
It's proven to me that it's utterly and totally irrelevant to muscle tone in the legs. My legs are, why are you chuckling? Shut
I keep
up,
on
you.
Looking for the right SpongeBob SquarePants gift to send to you. And there's one of him working out. And it's
lives in a pineapple under the sea. Let me put my eyelid. When I'm talking about, there's some reason I don't want to look like that. There you go.
Little tiny legs, exactly.
So,
but huge upper body.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was really a shocker to me, because obviously when I had this hip surgery, it took me a while to bounce back. And now that it's the way it is. So you, as I was saying to my sister also today, as she chuckled, I was talking about you, and then I mentioned that Oscar's, you know, kind of modifying his rap a little bit as far as what he does physically and dietetically, and I'm doing the same thing. She said, so Rob is kind of motivated. Yeah, he has. I don't know what Pony's doing, you know, maybe cutting down on the pony.
Last
just so
night
we know.
He cooked the wrong dinner by accident.
That was great.
How many martinis do you have a night?
Maybe one or like half of one.
Have you cut down from your three or four that we would joke about?
A little bit.
What's a little
bit? Is it a 15-ounce martini?
No, I mean, I would say I'm not having as much as I used to. I don't know the exact amount, but I think...
But you never did like four or five a night.
No, I was never at that level.
If we're talking gallon-wise, you're not at the gallon level of... drinking gin.
It would
right?
be a handle, which is
a
handle.
I'm sorry.
I'd say a handle probably lasts me like 3 weeks, like two and a half to 3 weeks.
So that's not necessarily healthy for a man your size.
I mean,
but
it's not healthy to drink at all, but
lightweight.
Yeah, I get it. And by the way, I should also point out with this new health kick that Rob has motivated all of us, because Rob's getting healthy and we all want to get healthier.
Look at him. He's the hot chick. Look at that face.
Look at him. He's thinned out in his face. Like, I have to also point out, I had about 150 mimosas on Easter.
That's okay. You know, that's fine, Mike.
The kind of where it's just like, by the end, you know, it's just a slight orange hue to the bubbly.
Oh, like when you used to, when you use what you called on a flight, a tomato martini?
That's what, when I would fly across the country, I said I'd like a tomato martini. And I used to judge the flight attendants on their perception of that request.
Yes.
And there were the old school ones.
Sort of a Bloody Mary.
That got it immediately, and the other ones would go, what?
Well, I said,
that's just bring me the vodka and the you know tomato juice. And but you know, by the way, and Bloody Marys were, you know, this would be flying across the country with an early morning flight, and kind of based on being a phobic flyer as well.
We we did that a lot. One little can of Mr. and Mrs. T's Bloody Mary mix would last him 5,000 miles.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, just keep the vodka coming. Anyway, yes, we've all modified. In that
we have. Yes. And then, you know, we always have to take a negative and turn it into a positive. God willing, Rob, we get some good news in May. And let's say we do get some good news in May as a family here. I think that sets the tone for a gemstone-themed live show in Las Vegas, where Rob is our miracle.
Yeah. Oh, I can see the set already, where we decorate it with like wings and crosses.
Yeah.
And then
can
have
we
Rob
hire
come
Muscle
out and
Man,
like, and you come out in a rope.
Yeah,
of course.
Or a wheelchair.
Not a toga robe, but one of those Jesus robes.
He
stands. Yeah, of course.
Right.
Yeah, I'll grow my beard out of
you. Old timey wheelchair. He stands once you touch him.
Exactly.
Oh, like a faith healer.
Yeah, you're a faith healer, a comedy healer.
Rob Spiewak live from Las Vegas. I love that. Fantastic.
We can do that. Absolutely. I like the wheelchair part.
By the way, Rob gets healthy. You know, he gets a good report in May. We immediately make the plans. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've already started with the TBD.
I think it's time. I think it's back to our normal timeout.
Yes.
Yes.
I think that's great. Even though I don't like I love the theater, but I don't like the theater. I love deep theaters. I don't like narrow theaters, but that's okay. You know. Can we get a ballroom at the park, you know, thing? Could we do it that way at all? Or
I think we've got great partners with Zappos.
Okay, thank you. Anyway, I'm thinking out loud. I'm all over the place today. Look at him. I'm sorry. I didn't mean
job harder.
Mike, I just want you to know, I think we have a great partnership.
Great partnership.
It's a great partnership.
All right. Okay, hold on. Let me just go ahead and downtown Grand. Room, two twin beds. Thank you very much.
Just did
that.
Wow. All
right. Yeah, there we go.
One of those is a day bed.
One more time, because I don't want to do it every time we have you on the show. And you're going to be joining us tomorrow for the entire bonus show.
Exactly.
So I'm going to just get this out of my way. For the listeners that might be hearing your voice for the first time because you've been out more than you've been in,
right.
Give them an update, and for everybody else, where you stand right now, health wise, what you think where you think you are, where the prognosis is, where everything is.
Right now, basically, there was two issues that they were concerned about. There were two issues that they were concerned about when I went in: cirrhosis, which is scarring of the liver, and diabetes. Right now, with the weight loss and the improved diet, my diabetes is nearing control with a little bit of needle action. And my doctor feels that if I continue down this path, within a year, I might even be able to be needle-free without the, you know, and continue to be okay as far as the diabetes goes. So that's, the eating has really helped.
Very
that.
Impressive.
And then as far as the liver, I go in on, I believe, May 10th to GW for an actual liver specialist to look me over, try to figure out what damage has been done precisely and what needs to be done to move on from here. But as far as blood work goes, you can get sort of a barometer of it based on two different panels that they can run from your blood. And both panels have shown marked improvement since I went into the hospital on March 16th. So
that's the best news of this entire journey,
yeah.
Right?
Yes, because that is indicative of some liver function, improved body function overall.
And when you say some, and I'm just getting into the weeds here,
please,
with this.
Yeah.
When you say some liver function,
right?
That's the difference between someone. You can get people that are in a condition where they've done the damage where there is no.
Right. That's
function.
That's
can
when
you still
start...
survive without any liver function at all? Or
No. Then you would be in the transplant mode.
Yeah.
But your liver is still functioning.
To some degree. I mean, my symptoms are continuing to be. I have good facial color, no yellowing of the eyes or anything. None of the classic liver symptoms have shut down.
Okay.
Also, just as a quick sidelight, because of internal bleeding based on the liver, which is what sent me to the hospital in the first place, I was very anemic, almost to transfusion mode. Just missed it by seriously 0.1%.
You had a few transfusions. I'm talking to Carrie. I remember.
What's that?
You had a few blood transfusions.
No, I had blood. I took units of blood, but
yes.
Not a total transfusion.
Not a total transfusion.
A total transfusion, which is a bigger situation to be a part of.
I have noticed, and correct me if I'm wrong, your color compared to when you first joined us.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Dramatically different.
Well, that has to do with being low on blood.
That's why I was calling you powder. I was like, there's no way that you look like a human being again. Like, you look healthier.
The body produces blood at a very slow level. Like if you were supremely anemic and everything was perfect, it would still take 4 weeks for your body to get into the normal zone.
Wow.
I'm not in the normal zone yet. And there's a little bit of an issue with iron that might be a genetic thing that can definitely be controlled. They just need to pinpoint it. So,
and you were on the phone with your doctor yesterday as well, correct?
Texted with my doctor back and forth.
What was that about?
Just the fact that I will be doing some blood work next week and I get to see him a week from today to see if the trends are continuing in the right direction. And frankly, since this whole thing has begun, this is the first appointment that I don't want to get happy, but I'm eager to do it because if the trends continue
because of
the way
you're feeling.
Yeah, and if their trends are continuing the way they were, there's a chance for good news. That's all I'm going to say.
We're moving in the right direction. And people are pulling – you should know, Rob, all jokes aside, I was on a call with my friend Michael Corleone from Scottsdale, and he's like, I've been listening to the show, like, how are you holding up? You guys are dropping like flies. And I was like – because, you know, we're friends, and he's just breaking my balls. He's like, seriously, how's Rob doing? And I was like, well, look, he's so much better today than we – ever dreamt of four weeks ago. And your family, you're not just like a brother or a coworker. Your family
is, with all due, and I'm not trying to make it about me.
No.
I'm just trying to give people perspective where this occupies my mind from the time I wake up in the morning until the time I go to bed at night. I'm thinking about it all the time. There's a couple of things at work. Rob and I have been together for 3 decades. 30 years.
We've been together for 30 years.
Secondly, with all the crap that we've given Rob over the years about guests or whatever and all that back and forth, the one thing that I have become acutely aware of since he's been gone is the humor in the humor part of the show. What the funny that Rob brings to this show. Which is just
It's not the same.
I take
without
it for granted.
It's not,
I take
yeah, it's
it,
not the
I've
same.
Taken it completely for granted.
It could be the
granted.
Same with Rob Mayer, but not the same without you.
Well, a different flavor.
It never would. But the thing about Rob Mayer, you are such a bastard. It's so funny. I didn't know I missed it until it was gone.
Yeah. Well, it's not. It really isn't the same.
That is not to say, because I need to say this about you with the way you are. That is not to say anything will change. We will still hold your feet to the fire.
God, I hope so.
We will still. But it's just, as a friend, it's been quite the journey and quite the 2022. And, you know, I like the fact that you've got the, it sounds like your doctor's on it, really proactive about getting this stuff that he's now, he might even feel that way as your personal physician.
Well,
maybe he kicked you in the ass a little earlier. It wouldn't have gotten to this point.
And I'll say this briefly. I met him before he was a doctor. He was a nurse for Robert when he was studying to become a doctor. And we had a lot of late night conversations. And I said, when you get your degree, I want you to be my doctor. So we've been through a lot together. And after our first face-to-face after this, when I was expecting, you know, all bad news and to get yelled at, he said to me, you know, let's just focus on the future and fixing this. You and I have been through too much together to let this go. And I just let me know that he was, you know, he's invested in this situation. And it feels really, really good to have an ally like that.
Last question before we break, because we've got the news coming up here, but I have to say, when you're in this situation, and I feel comfortable enough to ask you this question now because it's always been on my mind. I would imagine that if I was in a situation like this, that going to the doctor would be a very, very scary proposition because you're almost afraid to ask certain questions. Because
the first visit, especially with the guy that was the lousy doctor that I needed to get in right away just so I could get some blood work done, that was a backbreaker as far as morale. And then there
terrifying,
was,
I would imagine.
Oh, there was, and there was also amazing trepidation to the first visit to my doctor, but he put me at ease. And it's not as horrifying anymore. Will I be horrified and worried and out of my mind and not sleep the night before I go into GW to have my liver
God
looked
bless
at?
You, Rob.
Of course.
Hang in there, buddy.
Of course I will. That's something, you know, you talk about day up, sun up to sundown. I don't go 10 minutes without thinking about what is coming up. If I had an answer of this is the game plan, when the only thing I can compare it to is this, is when Robert was diagnosed with leukemia when he was just about 3 years old, and they finalized the diagnosis, they handed us a binder that looked like a phone book. It was like that thick. And I said, what's that? They said, that's his playbook. This is what we're going to do for the next 3 years, and this is what's going to cure him. And they stuck to it. Now, that's an ever-changing thing. A guy who was diagnosed 2 weeks later actually had a different playbook because the technology was changing that rapidly. Mm-hmm. I don't need a playbook. I just want to know what I've done to myself, the extent of it, what needs to be done to correct it, what changes I need to continue to make. Or
you've done a lot of the heavy lifting.
I have, but I need to. If I need to expand on it, I will. But
we want to know if the basement's flooded or it's a full restoration.
Yeah, I got no roof at all.
Yeah.
But I want to know where I'm at. And the notion that I'm still having to wait a few weeks to get into this guy, originally he looked at my chart and he said, it's not necessary to get you in before now, which was perhaps stupidly optimistic, thinking, okay, maybe we're not in total crisis mode. But still, it was enough that I spent 5 days in the hospital. I want to know. I just want to know where I'm at. And that's probably, when you talk about the hardest thing, and I talked about the lack of stamina, the overlying sort of black cloud of not knowing, that's probably the worst, because you can't shake that.
beautifully articulated, yeah. Rob. I think we get it.
Also, and, a quick note on that wonderful, thank you for sharing. I think you're helping so many families and people.
I've gotten many great notes and emails and got everybody. We can all, if you are in a situation, do it, man. Yeah. You can do this. You can do this.
Also, I don't want to be crass, but also an important note that this is why these fruitcake sales are so important. Because you never know if you're going to get another batch. You just don't.
Thank you. We have to thank you.
What in the hell is the matter with you?
Boy, we're going to... I want to sell 4 times as many this year. I want to charge triple.
You got to stay alive so we can get another batch.
Well, the fruitcakes are mostly just a copay. Your insurance will cover the rest.
Hey, man, is that O'Mara Rock?
Yeah, man.
Well, turn it up, man. K-Tel Records presents 16 original hits inspired by The Mike O'Mara Show in one far-out collection.
It's O'Mara Rock.
This groovy collection covers everything TMOS. There are songs about legendary P1 listeners.
Jolene, Jolene.
Hit songs about the TMOS wives.
And songs about all the things TMOS listeners love.
You can get on the TMOS Hit Parade by becoming a TMOS Talking Head.
Send your email to Rob with 2 B's at MikeOMaraShow.com and include your name and phone number and explain all about your wild, wild life.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We've told you about Cornerstone and how they can negotiate through this wonderful world of mortgage rates, which have now hit 5% for the first time in a decade. Ooh. And that's going to be the new floor, so they're going to go up. What does it mean for you? Well, it means that if you're purchasing a new home or you're looking to consolidate debt, it's more important than ever to work with a team that you can trust. They deal with this every day. They know how to deal with it. I've dealt with them twice with a mortgage. My current mortgage was a Cornerstone mortgage. I love them. I think they're trustworthy. They're good people. And limited supply and high demand dictates that you work with a company you can absolutely make sure are the best prospects to a potential seller. And that's what Mark and his team can do for you. No two scenarios are the same. You need a company that will get down to the nitty-gritty of your specific situation, whether it's a purchase or it's a refinance. Plus, with their no obligation rate quote, AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and 100% satisfaction guarantee, why would you call anyone else? Answer me that.
Answer me.
Whether a purchase or a refinance, call Cornerstone First Financial, the number one choice of TMOS and all of our listeners, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Thank you, Cornerstone First Financial.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage,
hey,
people.
Looky here, yes. I just got this text that rolled in.
Okay.
How's that for a handsome kid?
Aww, look at him.
That's sweet.
Look at him. How tall
is he? That's my boy, Robert.
8 feet.
I think he is closing in on 6'5".
Hi, Dad. Yeah, hi, Daddy. Yeah.
Well, you know, he's got a cousin who is 6'7". So
yeah. Did not know that.
The tall Spiewak, yeah.
By the way, watching the Little League games, I got my little guy who's going to be, I think he's going to be not a Redwood, but he's definitely going to be well over 6 feet. Which is pretty cool for me. I love the idea
that's
of having
awesome.
A taller son. That's super, super cool. Yesterday in your neck of the woods, boys, the U.S. Capitol was briefly evacuated when a plane was misidentified as a probable threat.
This thing is so bad.
This is so, so stupid. This is when, look, you come to Washington, D.C., you have the Park Police. You have the Capitol Police. You have the Metropolitan Police. You have the Secret Service. You have the Horsey Police. You have every. It's just ridiculous how many police forces.
The Horsey Police.
The planes flying over the United States Capitol was a plane filled with Army parachuters who were doing a demonstration at the Nationals game.
Yeah.
Come on. What did they assumptions? Is that what they do? There's no protocol for this crap?
I'm not sure. Is the airspace over the Capitol, is that restricted? I can't remember.
they're restricted. Every plane flying into DC has to take this snake-like pattern to land at the airport. Come on.
Yeah,
there should be.
I told Pony that it was the Golden Knights. He thought it was a category.
I dub thee, sir.
They're I am shocked that this plan didn't just get shot down.
Me too.
Because that's what, I mean, there's all these countermeasures in the city for this.
Yeah, so you got people drinking beers, eating pretzels, and hey, look at the parachuters. Yeah. Meanwhile, they're evacuating the United States Capitol.
Also, in the middle of a global, like, let's just say the theater of war is in Europe, but it is top of mind. Maybe let's not do the Golden Knights
and,
in the Capitol.
And maybe also not. The poor people at the Capitol that are still barely getting over the insurrection,
right.
They get... Everybody, don't even check in. Just go into the streets. They were interviewing slack-jawed tourists this morning about what happened. And they were saying, I don't know. Sound like a fire alarm over at the Capitol. I don't know what happened.
Well, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the failure to notify Capitol Police of the flyover was outrageous and inexcusable. The military clearly knew what was going on, so at least someone was aware. So yeah. Somebody knew.
I can get an Uber in 3 minutes in the city.
Right. Yeah.
Without talking to anyone.
Exactly.
There should be a mechanism in place for this.
I hope they do this.
Yeah, but you can't parachute out of an Uber.
Nah, where's the fun
it's
in that?
Too low.
How great is that? Celebrities have more children than the average nationwide. Certain celebrities do. The nationwide average for kids is two in the nuclear family. Here are some famous folks and some numbers. Alec and Hilaria Baldwin, they have six kids together and number seven on the way. Elon Musk, he has fathered eight children. Did you know that? Did you know that he was a breeder?
Wow.
Unfortunately, one has passed away. They range from 4 months to 18 years old. I don't think he was that old. Wow. He has a set of twins and a set of triplets with his first wife and a son and daughter with his ex-girlfriend. Man just likes
triplets?
To spread his... Musky seed.
Well, when you're a billionaire, you can just scream out, don't worry, I'll pay for it.
Well, yeah, but a billionaire doesn't make you have triplets.
Weird.
Weird.
Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, six children ranging from 13 to 20. Most of them, I believe, adopted. Three were adopted. Three are biological. So there we are. Kevin Costner, he has seven kids that range from 11 to 38. Wow.
Yeah. The oldest one played the guy that peed in his pants and Dances with Wolves.
I've just my pants and there's nothing you can do about it. That's the oldest one. The first three were with his ex-wife. Then he later had one with a girlfriend and then three more with his current wife. Clint Eastwood, eight kids. Different relationships. Yes. 25 to 68.
Mm-hmm.
He has a 68-year-old kid?
Yeah, well, Clint's like 90, isn't he? Almost 90.
Yeah.
Mick Jagger, eight kids from different women. They range from 5 to 51. Mel Gibson, by the way, who I saw in an interview. Wow.
Way out there now?
I don't know what's going on there. He has nine kids, 5 to 42. Madonna has six. Four are adopted. They range from 9 years old to 25. Eddie Murphy, 10 kids.
I knew this,
Ranging from 2 years old to 32. And Kris Jenner has six kids. And you can name them all, of course, because it's Kardashians. So there we are. There's that. Thank you.
I have two.
I have three.
Yes. You win.
Oscar?
Not 0.0.
You got dog.
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
Fur baby.
All right. Stop it. Stop it. Hey. Turn the crickets off. Thank you.
Mike, that's the sound of Clint Eastwood's youngest child.
Christopher Walken is over in the UK. He's doing a TV series called The Outlaws, and during a day off, he went to visit Stonehenge. That's funny right there.
I can
leave the story right there. So his co-star, Stephen Merchant, took him to Stonehenge. Christopher asked a woman if he could touch the stones. I wonder over there, can I touch the stones? She told him no. So Stephen took the woman aside and said he's 78 years old. He's an Academy Award winner. He's Christopher effing Walken. He's come 3,000 miles. These things have been here for 5,000 years. Can he just touch the stone? She still said no.
Mm.
Stephen says, quote, it was so typically British that even somebody like Christopher Walken can't touch the stones. That's not how we roll. That's how we roll in England. So he was pissed.
I thought
I didn't know there was that they would limit that. It's granite.
Didn't Chevy Chase knock them over in one of the Lampoon movies?
Yes, National Lampoon's European Vacation.
Yeah.
You put a velvet rope around them? I just want to touch the stones. Please, let me. Thank you, thank you.
The website Thrillist has released the results of their third annual Fasties. Oscar, this one's for you. The Fast Food Awards. It's their completely serious celebration of the greatest food served in grease-stained paper bags. 15 categories. Here are the top three finishers in each.
Okay.
Wow. All right. Most valuable pickle.
Ooh.
That's Burger King's chicken, which I thought was the foulest sandwich I've ever eaten.
The worst. The worst.
Absolutely horrible. I already do not like
three
this
bites
list.
In, I was out.
Menu item of the year, Taco Bell's crispy chicken sandwich taco.
Oh, that's wonderful. You can't go wrong.
Well, you can order anything off the Taco Bell menu and you'll be happy.
Best casual fries, Five Guys style fries. I think you'll back that up, Rob.
I don't know, Mike. These fries are just a little too casual for me. Would it kill them to put on a tie? Sport jacket?
The best fast casual fried chicken sandwiches. We got them all down here. Zaxby's signature sandwich.
Yes. There's one in Manassas.
You've sampled Zaxby's?
Mm-hmm.
Of course there is.
They have a fast food restaurant in Manassas?
Best fast casual cheeseburgers, Shake Shack. I've never been to a Shake Shack.
You have once. On the way back from Florida, we went once.
Yeah.
To the Shake Shack?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. There's one around the corner here. National brand now.
It's their Shack Burger single. Best onion rings, Sonic. Best fries, Arby's curly fries. And I limit myself to the I don't eat the curly fries. Best chicken nuggets, Arby's again. Hey,
haven't
Arby's.
Haven't had them.
Premium
What's
chicken
his name?
Nuggets.
Bert Streeter.
Ken Beatrice.
Yeah.
And Bernie Streeter treats his employees with a dignity that they pass along to you, the customer. Thank you, Ken, up in heaven. Best tacos, Del Tacos, the Del Taco.
Yes.
That is a California chain. I think they're around the country now. Let's see. Moving right along. Fish sandwich. Popeye's classic flounder fish sandwich.
Never had it. But proud to say.
Gotta be
best
good.
Best spicy chicken sandwiches. Popeye's.
Going
spicy
away.
Chicken. Best fried chicken sandwiches. Burger King's Ka-Ching. No! No, that's horrible. Best fried. How many fried chicken sandwiches are there? Let's see.
Not enough.
The best cheeseburger. Culver's double butter burger with cheese.
I didn't know Culver. I thought it was an ice cream joint.
It is, but they have butter burgers. Mm. Yes. It what sounds, better way to clog your arteries than dipping the beef in butter?
It sounds good for you.
Best coffees, Culver's Blue Spoon Blend, and the best breakfast, Wendy's. I've never enjoyed that.
I've never done
Wendy's.
A Wendy's breakfast.
Well, now we have to.
Yeah. Yes. So there's that. And for all of those foods, congratulations.
No spicy chicken nuggets.
Spicy chicken nuggets. It's not there.
McDonald's.
It doesn't exist. Now a little something something. A Brazilian chef says her income has doubled since she started sharing nude cooking content on OnlyFans. Her name, Candida Batista. She's 40 years old. She said that she's now fielding raunchy requests from fans asking her to strip down in the kitchen. Here's your quote. The dream of most of my fans is for me to cook a meal in a sexy way. She's a personal chef who recently appeared on Hell's Kitchen Portugal. We all watch that
one. Yeah, I love that program.
The brunette cook has also appeared on the pages of Playboy Greece. She's very international.
So that's Greece the country or Greasy?
She's making butter burgers.
Doodle doddle.
Yeah.
And anyway, she has 44,000 followers on Instagram where she shows off both her curves and her culinary skills. One of her signature dishes is her famous Brazilian hair pie.
Oh, no!
No.
I'm so sorry.
Yuck.
I'm sorry. That's it, Pony. Hit the thing. We got to take a break. I had to put it in there.
I want seconds.
I tested that one on my wife to see if I could. Oh, that's gross. She laughed. So
there you go.
I couldn't do that anymore. Abbondanza. Buon appetit. We'll take a break.
I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Leaving? Oh, yes. Bye. Bye.
Love
see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye. Ciao, ciao.
We'll see you. Bye-bye. We'll be right back, everybody.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Hot dog.
Sonny was a great quarterback.
Accustomed to getting his way.
A man who probably had permanent damage done to his ass because of the amount of kissing for
it's
his
true.
Entire life.
Excuse me, Mr. Jurgensen. My name is Rob Spiewak, and he holds up his hand like Caesar. He says, I know who you are.
He waves to me, but he never takes the plum out of his mouth.
Getting kind of crowded in here, Jim. Getting kind of crowded.
Hot dog.
If there was a podcast Hall of Fame, the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show would be the first inductee. It's what keeps the daily TMOS episodes coming to your device every day. Order a bonus show subscription today at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Hot dog.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. With how much we rely on our devices, it's easy to forget about the hardware that we're born with, like our ears. Can you hear me?
Ears.
That whisper. Ears. Just like fingerprints, no two are exactly alike. That's why your earbuds probably cause you some discomfort or maybe even physical pain after a while. Ultimate Ears fits true wireless custom fit earbuds from Ultimate Ears are here to change all that. You get a guaranteed perfect fit in 60 seconds. They stay put and they feel great. Ultimate Ears fits actually physically mold your ear for a perfect fit. Just put them in, connect to the app, and watch the purple LEDs transform the earbuds to your own shape. You can play and pause music and answer calls with the built-in controls and so much more. If you try fits and you don't love them as much as we do, no worries. Ultimate Ears offers a 30-day money-back guarantee, plus free shipping, free returns, and a one-year warranty. Use promo code TMOS at ue.com/fits to get your own pair of UE fits. Remember that. That's ue.com/fits, promo code TMOS. Oh, we only have time for a really short break here, and I wanted to pick your brain regarding this Netflix situation. Netflix calculated error, stock plunges.
Yeah.
They're raising rates. Yeah. Not a cool situation.
Bouncing I know back you, today a little bit.
You do deep dives on this kind of stuff. Where are we with that?
The issue with Netflix is, and this is not an original thought. It's enough talking heads of, and maybe this is. I have to give credit where credit's due. Hey, I'm Kramer. On his morning show, I think it's at 9 a.m., which I tape and I watch it when I get home, along with the nightly news. He mentioned that you saw this early on in the streaming days, and we used to kill Hulu for this, that the fact that they would have ads and subscriptions.
Yes.
And Netflix and their CEO, which, by the way, has... You know, I think about Netflix where it was, where the delivery DVD service.
Remember that back in the day? I was thinking about that when I was reading about it the other day. That back in the day when you were, Netflix was a delivery of DVDs. That's how it started. It, hard to believe that long
their
ago.
Their founder, Reed Hoffman, if I'm not mistaken, mm-hmm. he saw the future. He was the Oracle. He took what was going to be a company that was going to be devoured by Blockbuster at one point, if you remember that name. To heights that no one ever saw. And then you had the Hulus of the world come in and Amazon Prime say, oh, this is viable. Where they misstepped, Mike, is they saturated the market. They put their flag in down and said, we're never going to have ads. That's not what they're going to do. And what they should have done in order to get ahead of the situation that we're in now, where people, inflation's going up, people are cutting subscriptions that they're like, maybe I don't need this. Or cutting down is two-pronged. One is they should have given us an ad-based option that would be less money, but they would create more revenue for their overall company. Because some people would pay for premium. And then the other side is this. And this is, look, this is not a small business. So you have opportunities to game this out. Is how many people share passwords? And by 2023... This is a global note to the Santana family and, of course, everyone else listening right now, that the days of your mother-in-law, your brother, your sister, your cousin, your girlfriend using your Netflix password, they're numbered.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're
cracking down.
Right? It's not even, they've already have a pipeline of software that's going to figure it out.
Yeah. Which they should.
Yes.
Which they should.
Yes.
So you think it's going to bounce back?
It'll bounce back in the long run.
I think the platform's too strong. Right?
Yes,
I think their technology is too superior to everybody else out there. By the way, you watch some other streaming services and you compare it to Netflix, it's the gold standard as far as the way they deliver content and the way you can play content on the platform.
I think
the
real opportunity here, as I told my wife in the car this morning, I said, hey, like, how much do you have? And we have like a little brokerage account that I'm just trying to teach her more about this because she seems interested. I said, just buy a handful. So all of the streaming platforms have been crushed by or affected by this because of the bad Netflix news. But Disney, who technically if you purchased today or yesterday, and again, I'm no stockbroker, get ready to lose your money. But if the logic is sound, Disney's more than their Disney Plus, and they're more than ESPN Plus. They are theme parks. You're going there in a little while. I know we rail on them all the time, but they're beyond just streaming. So if you can get into,
had to remind me,
if you can get into Disney at the price point now, you're technically getting the streaming for free for the future.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. That's a good thing. As far as TV though, Better Call Saul, another show with Josh Brolin called Outer Range, and that thing about Pam with Renee Zellweger. You know, settle. As far as Better Call Saul, a solid program that I've loved for years, get moving. Move the plot along.
The thing about
Pam,
yeah. I watched it.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
It is hilarious.
Should have been a comedy.
Hilarious, but boy, oh boy, what an evil lady.
Oh my God.
Holy evil
and then
lady. Yes.
I watched The Batman last night, which is now on HBO Go.
I hear it's dark, very dark.
No, it's... I've never wanted Christopher Nolan more in my life, not just sexually, but creatively. Like he literally, what we have here, and this is no disrespect because I know Rob liked the movie because it was more like a Dick Tracy,
Sin City kind of thing, maybe.
It's so slow. And as my wife said to me.
What I heard about it.
I said, this is the worst. She said, well, just give it some time. I gave it some time. It's 3 hours long.
For a cartoon.
I'm a Batman mark. I should love this.
I know, but everybody's panning it. Everybody says it sucks. So
now I know
why. Burdening myself with that. But if you want to see, Renee Zellweger, I think we're in a pretty big fat suit, right?
The thing about Pam,
right?
It looks like Jiminy Glick?
Jiminy Glick, yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, a little over the top, but man, oh man, I never want to live in Missouri.
When she grabs pen, Mike, no spoilers.
Yes, it's terrifying. But anywho, we bit off a chunk, and I think I know what you're talking about, because of course I skipped ahead. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. The thing about Pam... Oh, she's a murderer. Thank you.
Hey, brah. It's me, California Twin.
What are you doing here?
When I'm not paying $47 for a gallon of gas, I get all of my Twitch needs from the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com and have your essentials delivered to the East Coast or the West Coast or anywhere in between.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Freshly, everybody. Freshly. Food that's fast. It doesn't have to be fast food. Freshly offers quality meals without the hard work. Their meals are designed by nutritionists, cooked by chefs, then delivered fresh to your door. Other meal deliveries need to be prepped. They need to be cooked. But Freshly is ready to eat in just 3 minutes. No one wants to spend an hour cooking dinner after a rough day at work or an infuriating commute. So skip the grocery shopping and please skip those dirty dishes. Your Freshly meals arrive cooked and fresh every week. Use the Freshly website or app to find meals that fit your lifestyle with plans that work for your dietary needs, preferences, tastes, and family size. I love that they are delivered fresh, not frozen, and always delicious. The steak peppercorn is amazing. Oscar lives on it.
Love it.
Listen, I think that Freshly has been with us a long time because people are supporting them. Keep doing that. Stop stressing about dinner. Right now, Freshly is offering our listeners $125 off your first 5 orders when you go to freshly.com/TMOS. That's right. You heard me. $125 off. freshly.com/TMOS. I don't know if I updated you about the O'Mara pet situation, but... I have already, Did I mention to you that I'm actually, I was planning on taking the snake to the veterinarian?
No.
Because I was that concerned.
What happened?
In a land long ago, far, far away, I told you about giving the...
Didn't you wash him with Windex?
I did not. I'm treating that pet very, very well. Jake the snake. Gave him a too large rat, and he ingested and regurgitated it, and that he slowed down after that, and then he went through a shed where he sheds his skin. And yes, it sounds gross for non-snake people, but I believe he has completed his full shed, and I think he's doing a lot better. I had him out last night, and he was so active and rambunctious that I told Mrs. O'Mara this morning to cancel the vet. And after this show, well, after I work out today, I will be picking up one more mouse to try to see if he'll eat. The circle of life, very, very cruel. But we will see. It's not cruel. It's kind of the way, it's what they eat.
Yes.
The thing that is the miracle to me, Oscar, is that this is a creature that I have esteem for. I never thought it would happen, but it just goes to show that all of God's creatures should be loved because I like the snake. I look at him and say, I'm talking to him. I say, you feeling better? Are you feeling better right now? But I like him, but I don't like him so much that if I thought maybe he doesn't really need to go to the vet, I won't cancel a vet's appointment.
That's your cheap chip. And I respect it. You have to weigh the pros and cons of this. How busy is this vet?
I have no idea. It's a new vet. It's not the one we take our dogs to because it's a specialty vet. But I just felt as though there was such a difference in the way he was responding and the way he was moving.
I don't think you have
moving.
To over-calculate. If you see any other signs, it's probably best you go back.
If he doesn't eat the mouse sometime today, it'll be back to the vet. I'll reschedule the vet's appointment and we'll see about someone told me in the pet store.
Maybe you scared him straight with the rat.
The person in the pet store who's a little odd, but this person is my, this guy's my go-to. This guy's my go-to. As it, sometimes when they eat a larger thing and regurgitate, they can get a respiratory infection. Do you see him opening his mouth? Well, I said, no, I didn't. I still haven't seen that. So I take him. And then as far as the other two pets that we have that are walked 5, 6, 7 times a day, still would like to thank both of them, not one of them, both of them, for peeing on our marital bed yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Carla goes in late night. We're done watching that thing about Pam, and I hear, oh, my God. And it was Frankie who's getting a little long in the tooth, and Frankie peed on the bed. And then this morning, Winslow smelled where Frankie, and, the key, keep them out of the marital bedroom altogether. Carla doesn't want to do that. I kind of don't want to do that either.
They're but pack that's, animals. That's they the, need that's the little the, pack to sleep with.
That's the pet.
What about a doggy door?
Doggy doors doesn't, you got to walk them because there are 5,000 old people down here. So they always have to be on a leash. One time, even with Frankie, a chihuahua that weighs about 2 pounds, I let the door open and another lady was walking her like her little French bulldog. Mm-hmm. And Frankie was like, it just goes out and goes into full attack mode.
That's the Manassas in him.
Anyway, does Santos ever pee on anything in your house at all?
I don't mean to be an a-hole when I say this.
Yes?
Never.
Really?
Never.
Really? Because you've trained him well?
Well, active. Yeah. We're active.
It's your only child.
Yeah. He goes and he rings the bell at the door. And when he rings the bell, we just let him out. And then when he comes back, he rings the bell from the outside and we let him in.
I'm probably going to get in trouble for what I'm going to tell you one last little thing about last week.
Please.
Last weekend. So we get the mouse, and we've gone through like 2 mice with Jake that he hasn't eaten. And unfortunately, when you put them in the enclosure after a certain time, they expire.
It's curtains.
It's a drag.
Yeah.
It's like you feel like you've wasted.
The circle of life didn't.
Oh, look, PETA people, I'm sorry if I'm not versed in this. Michael, the other day. Over the weekend, he doesn't take the mouse again. Mm. And I'm like, he's not going to eat it this time, I think, buddy. He's not gonna... Dad, can we let it go free?
Yeah, you set it free in the field.
I set it free.
You should.
I set it free. Well, I mean, but it's like an albino, red-eyed little mouse.
Yeah, that's give him a chance.
Survive in the wild. Well, he wasn't there in the front yard.
The Hunger Games, at least.
Right? The critters were there.
Better than just sitting there being like, I guess it's just the two of us. No one's hungry.
I don't know. I'm just a 62-year-old father trying to make my way. I'm trying to do the best thing I can. I don't know what the hell's going on.
You technically by fate. He's got another shot.
He won there. You know, I'm thinking he's like Stuart Little, you know, setting up camp somewhere, avoiding the Ospreys. We'll take a break and come back with Sound Town right here on the Michael Merritt Show every morning. Open up the audio vault for today. Take it away, Rob.
Who is the captain now?
Oh, dear.
Digital.
Oh, no.
Doctor. Digital.
Fun is the best thing to have.
Dumpster.
The digital dumpster.
Audio oddities and digital diversions. Don't miss the digital dumpster every day on the Mike O'Mara Show.
So metal!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by Sunday. If you haven't heard about Sunday on this show, I'm going to tell you right now because it's good news. Warm temps are right around the corner. And if you want soft grass under your feet, you will need your lawn bag. Sunday gets your grass growing and keeps it healthy all season long. Their custom plans include fertilizer and everything you need to easily care for your lawn. And with ingredients like seaweed, iron, and molasses, I always love that, you can feel good with kids and pets being around. All you have to do is visit GetSunday.com, put in your address, and their lawn analysis tool does the rest. They use soil and climate data to create a personal nutrient plan. It's delivered to your door. They use photographs. You get what you need when you need it. Just attach the ready-to-use pouch to a garden hose and spray. That's it. Less than 15 minutes. Best of all, the stuff really works. I've used it. I know. Sunday can help you grow a beautiful lawn without the guesswork or the nasty chemicals. And Sunday is offering our listeners 20% off. Full season plans start at just $129, and you can get 20% off at checkout when you visit GetSunday.com/TMOS. That's 20% off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/TMOS.
What a sound.
Did you hear that?
Make some noise.
Sound Town.
Sound Town is here, ladies and gentlemen, and this is a bride. And a bride, I'll let it speak for itself. It was probably two or three days ago where this story hit. And the best way I can describe it is, I think they were trying to be funny, or maybe they weren't. I have no idea. But the bride, and maybe the groom is involved in this as well, they spiked some of the food at the wedding with weed. Mm. And this is a call to 911 from one of the guests who was a little freaked out because they didn't tell anybody. Duh. Are you a pothead, Falker? Take a listen to this.
I feel weird. I feel like there's some kind of drugs in me or something, and I don't know what's happening.
Do you know what you took or what you ate?
I ate the food that was here, and I feel like I need some kind of medical attention, please.
I feel very violated. I know a lot of people do, and it's just not okay. We were all like distorted, and the very first assumption that people were chattering about is like, are we high? Are we stoned? Did we get drugged? The ambulance and fire truck showed up. There was a young man being checked out by an EMT, getting his heart rate checked. I remember at one point shooting a text to myself, I'm at a wedding. I think I've been drugged. I hope I'm okay. Not knowing if I was going to make it through the night. I want an explanation. I want an answer. I want to know why. It just wasn't an okay thing to do.
Misguided. It's wrong on so many levels.
So
it's ridiculous,
the text to
right?
yourself. I mean, shouldn't you be texting a friend for help?
It seems like maybe she was high.
Not the person that's in despair.
Well, we seem to have a little theme going on today's Sound Time with drugs. There's a sheriff in Florida. And he's talking about a big meth bust, and this is odd, but I get it. If you're in law enforcement, this is a meth bust that the sheriff actually had his own daughter arrested.
Oh, no.
When they did this. You can hear the pain in this sheriff's voice.
Our narcotics guys have been working a case, one arrest, another person who was involved who happened to be my daughter. We did a control buy with my daughter, and she delivered over 2 ounces. That's when she was arrested. You think I've like seen my child in an orange jumpsuit back in a jail cell? Of course not.
Boy, what do you do? What do you do, right?
Straight to the top, the new DA. Because if you're willing to take your daughter in, you're willing to live by the letter of the law, doesn't matter who it is.
You know, it's interesting. Both my daughters, I said, you know, when you're involved in that, you know, I will drive you. I will, if I become aware of something, I will drive you to the police department because it really can ruin your life quicker than anything else. I mean, all you have to do is look at the opioid crisis. Nicolas Cage is, he's made so many movies. He's had his financial issues. He's an odd guy, but I like a lot of his work. And I think that there are cool moments for Nicolas Cage. He's on Kimmel, and he's talking about going to, in Las Vegas, obviously, gambling and then giving it away to an orphanage. This is, I just like Nicolas Cage, and he's not interviewed that often. So when you hear him on one of these talk shows, he sounds kind of cool.
I went to the roulette table, and I just knew I had it. And every number I chose, and I often would choose the same number, it kept winning. And then even the woman that was spinning the ball said, nothing sweeter than a repeater. And I kept doing it. And I said, this is magic. I did it. It happened. And so the next day I said, you know, this is so special. I'm going to go. I found an orphanage. And I said to the headmistress, this is for you. Put $20,000 cash in her hand. And I never gambled again because it would ruin the magic of that night.
Never gambled again.
That is special.
Cool. Isn't that a great story?
That is so cool.
A good story. We go to a good, from the good to the bad. The Johnny Depp trial happening in your backyard in Washington, D.C.
Let's get in line, Pony. 4 a.m.
Carla was funny with me last night. Nothing says you're not a creep more than wearing your jewelry and having your devil's goatee beard and having your greasy hair slicked back. This is Johnny Depp, the first quote. Got a bunch of them today.
Fairfax, Virginia, people.
Fairfax, Virginia, this is going on. Saying that Amber has a need for violence. Take it away, Johnny.
Miss Heard, in her frustration and in her rage and her anger, she would strike out. It could begin with a slap. It could begin with a shove. It could begin with, you know, throwing a TV remote at my head. And these day-to-day arguments were simply unnecessary.
Okay.
There's a theme. There's a lot of questions of why in Fairfax, Virginia, of all places. Mm-hmm. The suit is at its root regards an article, or I'm sorry, a story that was posted that was published in the Washington Post, which was run out of Virginia. So that's why they ended up in Fairfax, Virginia. So they're in Fairfax, Virginia, Johnny Depp, and there are luminaries like Elon Musk and James Franco that are getting all pulled in to testify. And what I think is fascinating, that they're currently setting up a narrative, and I don't know what's true and what's not. You know this, Mike. He probably has a great legal team, that he was the victim of an abusive relationship.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let me play this. He gets his fingers severed during one of their altercations.
She threw the large bottle, and it made contact and shattered everywhere. And I felt heat, and I felt as if something were dripping down my hand, you know. And then I looked down, and I was looking directly at my bones sticking out, and blood was just pouring out. And at that point, I think that I went into some sort of, I don't know what a nervous breakdown feels like, but that's probably the closest that I've ever been. Nothing made sense. And I knew in my mind and in my heart, this is not life. No one should have to go through this.
You want to hear about the fecal matter in the bed?
Yes, please.
Okay, sorry, it just keeps giving.
She brought up the situation of the fecal matter on the bed. It was so outside. It was so bizarre. So grotesque. That I could only laugh. And she just tried to blame it on the dogs. They're teacup Yorkies. They weigh about 4 pounds each. I lived with those dogs for many years.
Yes.
It was clear that did not come from a dog. Mm.
Sorry, Johnny. Maybe the toddler that I'm going to play you in the next clip did it. It was this toddler, Johnny. That's who left the fecal matter in the bed.
Are you? What are you doing?
I'm hiding from mommy.
Why are you hiding from mommy?
Because I'm hiding.
You did something?
Yes.
What? I did the poop. Let's go change. Okay. Next time, don't poop there. Where do you want to poop?
Potty.
Okay.
Yeah, aww. Pooped in Johnny Depp's bed. Cute little thing. Yes, sir. Yes. And then I saw the toddler leaving the room, and I couldn't. All right.
He doesn't
are you sound familiar?
Well.
Are you familiar with the comic known as Geechee Guy? Have you ever heard of Geechee Guy?
No, I don't know. No, I don't know either.
I just know this is one-liners, and you know, maybe kind of. I've still got Gilbert Gottfried on the brain. I love comedians to just tell jokes. I could go to any show where they do that. These are the comedian's name is Geechee Guy. I love playing comedians now when I'm doing this Sound Town. Geechee Guy with a bunch of one-liners. Listen up, everybody.
I got my girlfriend corrective eye surgery for Christmas, and then she dumped me. I took a correspondence course in mime. They sent me 6 blank tapes. I saw a sign that said help wanted, so I ran in and said, what's wrong? I'm going to sign an endorsement deal with Nike. They're going to give me a whole bunch of money. All I have to do is promise never to wear any of their stuff ever. I haven't had a lot of luck with women lately. Yeah, lately, like it's a new problem. Actually, I'm married and my wife is saving up to put me through hell. We've been together 15 years and I haven't even so much as looked at another woman. I'm that discouraged. How many women think all men are pigs? Let me see a show of Hooters. I saw a sign that said, don't even think about parking here. So I parked there without even thinking about it. I asked my wife if I could borrow some of her sleeping pills and she said, sure, knock yourself out. The other day I found a golf ball the size of a hailstone.
There you go. That's Geechee Guy, ladies and gentlemen.
Now leaving Sound.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Again. Yes. Geechee Guy. I've never seen him. Probably never will. Anyway, that's it. We got to get out of here. Thanks to Rob for joining us. We'll be back. Bonus show drops tomorrow. We're going to be all together, the whole gang, for the full hour tomorrow. And Rob, once again, I think we need to thank Rob for being
absolutely
so open about his situation. That was very enlightening on today's show. And Pony, for you, make sure you upload the right show, okay?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and Pony Boy Matt Bloom, Mike O'Mara saying so long, every Palmer.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, radio entertainment.
You're playing golf and you're going to like it.
What about my asthma?
I'll give you asthma.
I see.